Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we're going to discuss that it's never too late. Never too late for what? And that's what we're going to talk about. It's never too late for this, never too late for that. I have a list compiled up of things that it's never too late for. A lot of us... Well, let me tell you this story. I was in Vegas recently for my little cousin's birthday, and we had a blast. We stayed at an Airbnb, and my uncle, which was her dad, saw my brand new sweater that I bought at a store in Caesar's Palace. It was like the streetwear store, and he was like, "I can't wear anything like that. I'm too old." And I was just like, "You could totally wear something like this." And I was telling him, like, "You're not too old." Like, even though he's in his 40s, he looks like he's in his 30s. He's very active. And, like, I feel like, just him saying, like, that I'm too old for this, like, it just broke my heart. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, so it got me wondering, like, how many of us think that we're too old for certain things? Take a sip and something boiling, but a whole long time. We're listening to Foster the People. They were in Vegas, I think, recently. But Party Next Door was in Vegas. I'm gonna tell you about my trip to Vegas. So, we left on a Friday. We got there at the Airbnb. I met everybody that I haven't seen in, like, kid you not, 20 years. And I'm just, like, I was like, oh my God, everyone has kids. Well, not everyone, but, like, one of them has kids. And it's just so good to see all of the little ones who were once little, which was us. Now we're, like, big as fuck. We're, like, almost 30. I'm almost 30. So, and I got some good news. It just kind of came out of nowhere, but I got an apartment. I'm moving out of my mom's house. Finally, I'm going to be living downtown, so I am so excited, and it's in a high rise. It's not no rinky-dink downtown apartment. It's a high rise. It counts. And I never thought I would get approved for it, but I did, and like, so I just want to say thank you to whoever's looking out for me. You're not too old for love, number one. Literally, it's number one. You're not too old for love. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what you say. You could be your biggest hater when it comes to love. The older you get, the more unsuccessful you see yourself when it comes to love. I've seen people in my own family, like, just totally give up on love. And it's devastating. When you give up on love, you give up on yourself. You give up on your looks. You give up on your appearance. You can't give up on love. You're not too old for karma. All the astrology girlies are saying that Saturn is going into retrograde or something like that. And, like, it's going to be the season of karma. I don't know how true that is, but I know that karma is a real phenomenon. What goes around comes around. So you're not too old for that. Just always remember that whenever you feel like you're too old for consequences. Because I feel like some of us get that way. Some of us. You're not too old for school. Look, when I was in college, I would have the occasional, like, older person in the class with me. I mean, I wouldn't talk to them. Like, they're not there to make friends. They're there for an education, and they're there for, you know, information to pass the test, to pass the class. They're probably there to advance their career. Like, you're never, or if you, they probably even never been to college and they just wanted to start and get that information. You guys, it's never too late for school. It's never too late for education. It's never too late for a degree. Even if it's an associate's, even if we don't have a GED, it's never too late to get your GED. It counts. It's never too late to dress sexy for your age. This kind of goes back into what my uncle was feeling. Like, you can dress appropriate for your age and you can still be sexy. You can still attract someone. Or be attractive and sexy in an outfit that's age appropriate. You don't have to be wearing skimpy. Here's what I learned. You don't have to be wearing the skimpiest outfit to be sexy. You can be completely covered up. You can be no makeup on, and like someone's gonna find you completely attractive. Case in point, I went to the dispensary 2 weeks ago. My crush at the dispensary, we all have our favorite buttender, right? My crush at the dispensary, he made it a point to come up to me and tell me that I looked good that day. And I've been high off that compliment for 2 weeks. Isn't that funny? So I was completely covered up. Legs was covered. My arms were covered. I had no makeup on, but I was freshly showered. I was rested. So I didn't have any bags under my eyes. But like, it goes to show that you don't have to be... I was definitely age appropriate dressing, and I was still sexy. You're not too old for social media. I don't care what anybody says. You're not too old for social media. You don't have to be yourself on social media. You can pick a niche. You can be a fan page. You can be a page that focuses on a particular subject, and you don't have to post pictures of yourself. You don't have to post your name, your location. You can just post to have fun, post to have a community. Like, I'm on social media mainly for a sense of community. I'm not there for followers. I'm not there to be the most beautiful, popular, to be an Instagram baddie. I'm not there to be, I used to be. You know, those used to be my intentions. Now these days, I want to stay connected to people. I want to stay connected to my artist community. That's what I want. I want to stay connected. I don't want to like lose connection with the people that are in the art world in Phoenix. The people that are a big deal in the art world in Phoenix, I should say. I don't want to lose connection to them. Because it took a lot of years and a lot of earning of their respect to get them to follow me. Does that make sense? It sounds very vain, but like, because it is. But anyways, you're not too old to create a platform. This goes in with the social media. If you have a dream of like being on social media, like I am, like when I say platform, like I have a podcast, like for you, it may be a YouTube channel. It may be your Instagram stories. It may be your Twitter. It may be, you know, something on social media, but like you want to put yourself out there as a brand and build your platform. Like I have MDMAQ, I have Manic Candace. Those are my two brands under me, Candace Banks. I am myself a brand. So it's never too late to follow your dreams and create a platform. And that goes into my next one. It's never too late to change your career. Listen, a lot of us hit a glass ceiling in our careers. I'm about halfway there with my line of work is finance and banking. And with my experience and my college education, there's only so much I can do up to a certain point where I'm either gonna have to change careers to get a higher salary or go to college. So it's like some of us find ourselves in this position like I'm about to be 29 in 2 months, a month and a half, and like I can see myself by 35 changing careers completely. because I'm going to hit a glass ceiling. And I wonder how many people have hit, because like in a lot of careers, if there's no line of, there's no path to become like a manager or like a supervisor or like a team lead or some stupid shit like that, then it's like you're going to have to change titles completely or change jobs completely. And it's never too late for that. Don't fear change. I've read this book called Doing the Inner Work, and it was written by some hippies. I'll admit that. It was written by some hippies. And hold on, by the way, hold on. I have something to say. Since when are... Okay, I have a rant. I have a rant. And if I forget what I was talking about previous to this rant, I apologize. But can we stop taking ketamine? Can we stop? Can we stop fucking ketamine? Listen to me. You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy. Getting in a K-hole is not normal. You guys look like you're dead. You guys might as well do whippets all day. I'm judging hard. I'm judging as a fellow addict. Ketamine is just like, it's just not, I'm sure it's great. It's just the push for this hard ass drug to be therapeutic. And fentanyl's a real thing. Ketamine is, that's not cute. It's not cute. It never will be. I've done ketamine. I'm not a prude, but I am when it comes to ketamine. Like, I've done it. I've done it with cocaine. I've done it on its own. But like, the people who are on ketamine, if you're on ketamine, stop pushing ketamine on other people, because you fucking sound insane. Like, I had this one friend, she'd be like, constantly in a K-hole. If you don't know what a K-hole is, look it up. But she'd constantly be in a K-hole. And she'd be like, do you want a bump? Do you want a bump? I think you can use a bump. Do you want a bump? Do you want a bump of K? And I'm like, I don't want a bump of ketamine. I really don't want a bump of ketamine. And like, right now I have a friend, former friend, or whatever. What do you call the people you still follow from high school? What do you call them? Because we're not friends. But like, we were. But like, nothing happened for us to not be friends anymore. It's just time. What do you call them? Why am I even following someone from high school? Anyway. Just right now, he asked me, what, you don't like ketamine? And I'm like, no. I don't fucking like ketamine. Like, Anyway, back to what you're not too old for. You're not too old to learn a new skill. This kind of goes hand in hand with you're not too old for going back to school, and you're not too old for changing your career. If you want to learn something that, like a skill, for example, this is going to be really silly, but learning how to crochet. You can learn how to make things, cool things, and then sell them. It's really therapeutic to some people. I've known people who have high anxiety disorders and like bipolar disorder, and they've taken on crocheting and it's done wonders for their mental health. So I recommend taking on a new skill. For me, the last time I decided to take on a new skill, it was drawing. Drawing faces, drawing a specific face, drawing the face of Villavallo. When I was 14, I decided I want to draw his face, but I didn't know how. I didn't know how to draw faces, so I taught myself. It was a lot of feedback. It was a lot of honest feedback with myself. It was a lot of, this sucks, this is ugly. you know, that's beside the point. The point is, you're not too old, okay, to learn a new skill. Learn to draw. Learn to play a sport. Hey, some of you, I feel bad that you don't know how to read. Let me hold your hand when I tell you this. You don't know how to read. A lot of you hate reading because you don't know how to read. Like when a comma is in a sentence, you don't know to pause for half a second. Like when there's a semicolon, you don't know to pause and read a list. Like you don't know that when there are those quotations, you don't even know what a quotation mark is. Like, you know that someone is talking. Like, you don't know how to read. And I feel bad for a lot of you that don't know how to read. So that's something that I'm going to pray for all of you listening, is to start picking up some books. Start reading things you are interested in. Please go to the bookstore or start online. Read articles. Read like 4 or 5 minute articles. Real easy. Make sure they're peer reviewed or they're from a credible website, like, or they're from a journal. If you don't know what a journal is, they are peer reviewed articles inside of one volume. They call it a journal. Please learn how to read. Reading is one of the greatest joys in life because you get to learn someone else's lifetime wisdom in only a few hundred pages. So, and they're made out of trees. So I think that's really nice. So you're not too old for creativity. A lot of people like to say, Candace, I'm not creative. And they say that their whole lives, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so you may find yourself like in a midlife crisis at 35 or 50. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to retire? Like at 35, you're probably like, I hate my job. I hate my life. I hate my kids, you know? And then at 50, you're probably like, I retired. I don't have any identity. I just left my job. I don't have any respect that I used to have for my job. Like I had at my job. I don't know who I am, blah, blah, blah. Eat, pray, love, you guys. Eat, pray, love, and calm your little minds and create. Go to a paint and sip class. Go to Michael's. There's a Michael's on every corner now. Go to Michael's, get yourself, and just buy yourself anything that like looks fun. Does it look fun to you? Because that's where it starts. Honestly, that's where it starts. It's like when you're inside of a craft store or you're inside of anywhere and you feel inspired because you see something colorful or shiny, or you see the potential in what something could be if you just gather the right pieces. So that's what you do. Is when you create, is you are bringing forth a vision because you see the potential in something, in an object, in a color, in a shape. And you want to bring something to life, whether it's on paper, whether it's an actual object, whether it's a digital technical piece, whatever it is. It's like, there's so many things you can do. You can make music, you can make art, you can, like, I would even consider repairing a car to be something creative. You can make 3D models of, like, airplanes and stuff and paint them. You can, like do puzzles or like, you know, like, start a side business. Like, I don't know. There's so many things that you can do. Like, do what interests you. It's never too late for friends. Never too late to make friends. Don't give up on yourself. Like me and my friend Gabby, we were both in the car and we both had a moment to ourselves where I said it out loud first. I said, I need more friends. And she's like, me too. So the older I get, the more I realize that like friends the good friends are hard to come by. And some of us, we lose our good friends because we don't keep in touch, or maybe some friends are not confrontational and passive aggressive and just won't tell you why they don't want to be friends anymore. Sound familiar? You're never too old to travel. Listen, I know physically things can get hard, but my grandma's traveling. You know, she's not the most mobile. Well, she is mobile. She's not the most... never mind. I just want to say thank you for all the downloads this month. You guys, this is like my third episode of the month. Or my fourth. And we're damn near at 1,000 downloads for the month of June 2024. And I just want to say thank you. I've been working hard at my other job, not this. I could be putting more effort into my podcast, but I feel like once I move into my new apartment, holla, I'll be doing a lot more episodes because I'll have a space to myself and I won't feel as awkward. And I won't be recording at random times. Like right now, it's 12:29 a.m. So yeah, travel. Travel. Go next door to wherever you live. If you live in California, hop over to Arizona. Or go to Seattle. Washington. And Seattle. You know what I mean. Oh my God, my mom went to Seattle, Washington, and she went to like some Nirvana isn't from Seattle, they're from, I think, Aberdeen, but like she bought me a Nirvana t-shirt from Washington. And she bought me a Nirvana Kurt Cobain, like, collection of his journals. She bought that for me. And I was just like, oh my God. I wonder if his suicide note is in there. I've read it. I've read it 20 years ago. But, like, it's so sad. Like, but it's amazing at the same time. So I encourage you guys to write down all of your creative thoughts, because you never know who's going to read them one day when you're gone. Maybe the entire world. And you owe it to yourself to like discover, because when you travel you discover new things, like new foods and languages and cultures and new perspectives. That's what you get ultimately from traveling, is new perspectives. And like, the only other way I can think of that you can gain new perspective is like being on drugs. But like, the healthy way, the good way, and the way we should pursue is traveling to change our perspective. You're never too old for exercise. I feel like everybody, no matter what age they are, should be exercising. Find the right exercise for you. Find something that you could do for an hour. I found my exercise. You know those little stepper things that are all over TikTok? I bought one. And let me tell you, I'll be on that thing for an hour, 200 calories. All I'm doing is going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm standing there with my phone. I'm scrolling on TikTok. And I'm burning calories. And I'm like, hell yeah. I'm active. I got like 1,500 steps in. That's major. That's major stuff. I also bought that viral curling wand. They got my ass. Like, they got me. And my hair is fabulous. Okay, confession. I got my hair done a month ago. And, exactly a month ago. And, I hated the results at first. I hated it. It was short. It grew out, definitely. Pretty fast, too. But it grew out. And the blonde got blonder. And it just got better. It just got better. And I feel like once some of the toner lifted, it just got better. And, like, now my roots are nice and oiled. Like, my hair is nice and underflipped. And it's just, there's volume. It's soft. Another thing you're not too old for is psychedelics. Hear me out. The definition for psychedelics is expanding. So I'm only going to refer to psilocybin mushrooms and acid. I don't consider ketamine a psychedelic, even though it kind of is. To me, ketamine just doesn't bring forth philosophical knowledge and deep-rooted truth within oneself. I feel like it's just a speed drug. Shrooms. When you do shrooms, like, something visits you and like, or you become like, your eyes are opened and you see the goodness in things, and you're just filled with so much gratitude. With acid, it's like your creative mind is opened. And I just feel like if you've never tried it, or if you have tried it, I feel like you should keep it at a low dose, like maybe once a year. No matter how old you are, I feel like we should all be doing psychedelics at least once a year. DMT, I feel like we should all stay away from DMT. Because those beings can really mess with your head. We're not going to go there. You're not too old for technology. What do I mean by that? Like, the older we get, the more out of touch we can be when it comes to technology, when it comes to social things, when it comes to our appearance, just because we're old, you know? Think about your grandpa. Think about your grandma. Are they really concerned about their looks as they were when they were 20? No. But when it comes to technology, technology is meant to make our lives easier. So, with that being said, don't stay up on the latest technology. AI is already old. What's next? It's generative AI is the next big thing. What is it? I don't know. Learn about it, because by tomorrow or by next week, it's going to be something new. The next level of AI. You guys, AI knows all. Google's AI, Twitter's AI, Facebook's AI, and ChatGPT. They all know about the Manic Candace podcast. I typed the Manic Candace podcast, and they're like, the Manic Candace podcast is a podcast that discusses this, and I was like, oh my god, it knows who I am. You. Still a whisper on my lips, feeling in my fingertips, pulling out my skin. You feel me when I'm out.
feeling as if I've been cursed. Better come within.
What do you guys are like? Why do you guys put up with me? I am so dramatic. Anyways, you're never too old for socializing. We are social creatures, and like, the more time I spend in isolation, the more I make a commitment to myself, the more I tell myself, I'm like, in your 30s, in your 40s, and in your 50s, you are not going to be lonely. You are not going to be isolated by yourself in your home. Because, like, I'll admit, I'm getting weird. The more time I spend away from public and people and social events, I feel like I'm becoming awkward. Socially awkward. And I don't want to be socially awkward. That's weird. How does someone with a podcast be socially awkward? That's weird. That's weird. So you're not too late to socialize. I mean, you're not too old to socialize. You're not too old for live events. You're not too old for Vegas. You're not too old to change your appearance. Look, when it comes to your looks, your looks are going to fluctuate. You're going to have phases, and that's going to include ugly phases. Like, I changed my looks because I was going through, I can tell myself, I was going through a transition. I was like, okay, you're in your late 20s. Okay, let's signal that we're 30. You know, let's cover up the grays because the grays were looking crazy. They were looking real crazy. So I got my hair done. I got it colored and I got it cut. And I found a way to straighten it without damaging it too much. And I'm gonna wear it straight most of the time. But for you, it might be like, oh shit, I'm 50 now. I need to lose 20 pounds because my doctor said so, and I gain weight and it just looks better on me. Or you might want to get your teeth whitened. Like, I got my teeth whitened in Vegas. And, like, my appearance is so much... My pictures are so much better. You guys, my pictures are so much better because I got my teeth fucking whitened. So change your appearance. It's not too late. I promise you. You got people... The most people who are getting plastic surgery on their face are the old people. I promise you. It's not too late to be grateful. It's not too late to heal. It's not too late to try again. It's not too late to start a business. And it's not too late to change your point of view on your life, to change your perspective. If you're listening right now, it's not too late to change your perspective on your life right fucking now. Be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful that you're listening to the podcast. Be grateful that it's the end of the podcast episode. Thank you so much again for all the downloads. This is Candace with the Manic Candace podcast. Brand new episode. You're not too old. You are not too old. For love, karma, school, dressing appropriate for your age, social media, getting a platform, following your dreams, changing your career, learning a new skill, being creative, friends, reading, traveling, exercise, psychedelics, technology, socializing, live events, changing your appearance, being grateful, changing your point of view on life, healing, starting a business and trying again. It's not too late. I promise you, it's not too late. This is Candace with the Manic Candace podcast. Thank you for listening, my friends, and I bid you adieu. Bye-bye.